Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right, so welcome, everybody. We, today, we're going to honor a friend of ours. Never met in person, but was on with us many, many times through the years. And learned of his passing late yesterday. Really made me sad. Everybody on the show is sad about the passing of Bob Saget, 65 years old. America's Funniest Videos, Full House, Entourage, plus the stand-up for many, many years. And we figured today we'll just... we'll remember him in the, one of the last times that we talked to him. I think it was late 2019, before the comedy circuit all dried up. But he was such a nice guy, like a nice man, always polite, always remembered us. And you can tell when they don't, but he knew names and all that kind of stuff. It was just a kind of a cool relationship that we had through the years, although we didn't really know him very well. I have friends that did, and everybody speaks highly of him. So really saddened by the passing of Bob Saget. And we'd like to play for you today the last interview we did back in October of 2019, an interview with the legendary Bob Saget. I'm told he's up and he's with us. Get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome, please, very early on a California morning in L.A. He's waiting for the exterminator. It's Bob Saget. Good morning, Woo-hoo! Bob.
Good morning. Again, I have a rat somewhere within 50 feet.
Are you serious now? Is it really a rat? I mean, like...
Yeah, it's a rat. We were infested for a while. This is good morning talk.
I know, but it's interesting. How do rich people get rats?
I know.
Well, no, it's not about money. You got to plug the hole. You know, they're getting in somewhere. They're coming in through the stucco. I don't know how the heck. He came in through the air conditioning unit, and we had to, like, get new air conditioning units about a year and a half ago. So
yeah,
I'm after this exterminator. In fact, he's opening for me when I do
Bob Saget.
When I do the musical,
he's going to do.
Actually, Mike Young is opening for me. Who's very funny and he's a good friend. People will love him.
That's cool. Music Hall in Portsmouth on Tuesday night. Bob's coming, and like we were just talking before we brought you on the air, it's a historic theater. You know, it's one of those places where, you know, it's been around for ages and ages, and everybody's played there. So it's good to add your name to the pantheon of great performers that have been there.
I love that. I play a lot of theaters like that, and they always tell me, "Oh, this used to be a silent movie house."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, that's great." They said, "Yeah, there's ghosts." I said, "Well, I'll be gone before they come out."
Okay. So. Well, it's funny you should mention that. The Music Hall does have a reputation for being haunted.
Yep.
I will say that, but the Casino Ballroom, which you've performed at many times on Hampton Beach, I mean, Billie Holiday played there back in the,
I
back
know.
In the 30s. It's insane.
And when I played there, they asked me to sign the wall, and I signed right next to George Carlin. I'm like, man, everybody's played here, and he was kind of a friend. I mean, we were supposed to go to lunch, and then he passed away, and then I learned, you know, people shouldn't schedule lunch with me. It's dangerous for them.
Don't do it. When you think back, you've been doing stand up for years. I mean, you're kind of you're a household name with Full House and stuff and the America's Funniest Videos. But when you look back on the gigs that you've done and the places that you've been, is there one that you go, I cannot believe I played here? Is there one?
Well, it's interesting. I did a few of those. One was when I was 24 years old. I opened for this music act that some of your audience might remember, Gino Vannelli.
Oh, dude, yeah, absolutely.
Right, so he sang, "I just want to stop," and then a couple years later he did.
Yeah.
But performing.
Okay,
and it was at Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
So it was this gig that I've opened, and all of a sudden I'm on stage at 24 at Carnegie Hall, and it was pretty amazing. The other one that was real significant was the Winter Olympics. I hosted four nights at the Meadows Plaza, mm-hmm. and one night was Dave Matthews, and the next night was the Foo Fighters, the next night was Macy Gray, and then Lifehouse. They ended up with Lifehouse at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They whittled their way down, but but I like them. You and yeah. me and all of the people. You know, it's good stuff.
I get you. I always wonder if it's harder for a comedian. It's a bigger challenge to go out in front of a band, right, and open up for a band, like warming up or anything. That's got to be tough.
Well, because I was the host for the night, yeah. that was the cool part. So yeah. it was like 30,000 people, but then they told me 1 billion on the satellite. So yeah. this is before streaming.
Crazy.
So that would be, I guess, 1 billion would be the biggest audience. But a lot of my television shows have run that much, but that's not live performing.
Right,
you know?
Right. So what's new with you? Like, I think we probably spoke 8 months ago or maybe a little longer.
Yeah, we
did. Yeah, so.
We did. How's everything going? Are all the checks clearing?
The checks are clearing.
So far.
I've been doing it for a long time. This is like the 35th year. And today, I mean, I still expect the locks to be changed on some days in this horrendous industry called radio. I still expect it to happen, you know? It never changes.
No, that's actually the great thing about it, because, I mean, I do the same thing you do. You entertain people, mm. and you make them feel good in the morning. And I got married a year ago. That's news. I try to make her feel good at night, and sometimes she's there, and she's asleep right now. Do you want me to wake her?
If you want, yeah, if you want to. You want to try, yeah.
Maybe the rat will wake her.
I would love to hear it.
No, I'm not going to do it, John. You're not
going to do
anything on it. She needs her sleep.
I thought for a second he was going to do that. I thought Bob Saget's going to wake his new wife up. That's crazy.
That would be great radio.
You know, but you also, that's the one thing about you that I've always enjoyed is that, you know, you're the kind of guy, like when you watch Bob Saget perform, sometimes you think he's going right and he's going left. And that's kind of what keeps people on their toes when they see you perform, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not. I think I'm cleaner. I hate to disappoint people, but I think I'm like a PG-17 or a very, very soft, flaccid R.
a flaccid R.
You know, once you hit over 60, you just want. But my audience is like millennials. You know, it's like
right.
and I love. I'm not an ageist. I don't. I remember what it's like to be 20. I
right.
remember, you know, so I just talk to people. And I'm telling more stories. I got new songs. I'm working on a new hour, so I'll have a new special, mm-hmm. which I really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
This takes a while to put an hour together for me because I'm working on other projects and stuff. And,
right.
But I love, I don't go political. Once in a while, there'll be something.
Yeah.
But not really, you know, like. Yeah. I dress left. That's about as far as I'll go, you know.
Nobody, I mean, nobody get, you can't win nowadays, right?
And I always say, I don't want to offend anybody, so good night.
It's true. We live in that, like, what is it? What did Sarah Silverman call it this week? The cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you say one thing, and boom, the whole world comes crumbling down around you. And it makes me crazy that a lifetime worth of work can get thrown away with one mistake. Like, there's no second run at things, it seems.
Well, comedy is comedy, and if you watch like Dave Chappelle's or Bill Burr's special, whether you and they're friends of mine, and they're both great specials, but some people might not be their type of thing.
Right.
But they're basically saying, look, we know we're in a time we're not supposed to say this, and I think all it does for me is it takes more time to load the joke up and then to get out of it.
Right.
So that if there's something that has a hint of offensiveness to half the audience or seems misogynistic or something, you just kind of buffer it so
right.
that you lead in and you that's what you guys do. You know, you do innuendo,
yeah.
you'll go somewhere and you find a certain point where you don't want to hit the button where
right.
all of a sudden 7 seconds are gone, no one knows what they are,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, you're right. Bob Saget is on with us Tuesday night at the Music Hall in Portsmouth. Kelly Brown,
I guess you're kind of addressing my question. You stay away from politics for the most part, but any things that are really out of bounds in comedy, do you think?
Well, I think the freedom of speech is the most important thing,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the beginning of the whole thing of rebellious comedy was Lenny Bruce getting arrested.
Right.
And We don't want to see people getting arrested if they're not hurting anybody. If people are laughing, that's their audience, you know. It's the same thing as freedom of speech if you turn on the news. Don't do it at night anymore, though. I'm telling you, I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but that's why I want to do this. So that's why I told you at the start, I am really looking forward to this, because I'm doing a four-theater tour next week, mm-hmm. and then I've got some more dates throughout the year, and I really thrive on it. I did a casino last week. I robbed it. but, you know, that's what I do. I pretend I'm performing in theaters and stuff, but I rob the box office at the end.
Did Bob
I steal all the merch?
Did Bob Saget just walk away with our cash? Did that just happen? We can't admit that.
Honey, I left my purse in the seat. Don't worry, we'll get it. We'll call Bob's agent.
I went to Vegas. I went to Vegas last summer, and sometimes, man, and you must see it if you perform. You perform in Vegas in casinos.
I do different venues. I love it there, actually.
When you walk through though, and you're looking at people, and they're just sitting at the machines, you just sit in there and go, I can't. They're not happy, man. It's like they're in God's waiting room. I always call it God's waiting room. They're waiting to push the lever, pull the button to check out. If sometimes it feels like that, not everybody.
No, you're right. And somebody with a good fantasy mind will have like a special effect where every time you pull the lever, it's a chute that takes you all the way into the center of the earth.
Right. Right. It's true.
It's like true. A barber chair that just goes down.
Yeah, that's true. So
I'll tell you something interesting. I think you'll like. It's interesting to me, because you were asking me kind of what's going on, and mm-hmm. I kind of just alluded to, I don't know what I did. I riffed into nothingness.
Okay,
but
all right.
I got a show coming on. I'm the first, the second, but really the first original show for CMT, Country Music Television, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And really, Bob, we're from Venus. We didn't know that. And it's called Nashville Squares, and so I'm the host.
Yeah.
And it comes on November 1st. And
cool.
I you don't picture me being a country host, right?
Right.
But if you go online today, you'll see the promo of me singing a song and wearing what's called a nudie suit. Do you know what a nudie suit is?
I'm guessing it ones that is makes you appear nude.
No, I thought it was too.
Okay.
It's the ones of this guy named Manuel inherited the business from a guy named Nudie, N-U-D-I-E, and it's a suit that's the kind Johnny Cash used to wear, Elvis.
Oh, okay.
And it's got pictures of him with, like, John Lennon and Elvis and Johnny Cash and all these people. And so I'm wearing one just for the promo, so I thought you'd want to see that just to laugh at me like a rodeo clown.
Do you get to cut loose a little bit?
What's fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done a couple shows, so I've got two different series that are happening that are hosty, and one is that one, and I really loved it because there's no script.
Yeah.
I just have to say some copy, like, well, let's go, you pick blank. But then because I always refused to do Hollywood Squares because it was kind of scripted and
yeah.
the jokes were, but this is, you know, there's a lot, there's bleeping going on. Everybody's got booze.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's just weird. I was like, this is what TV is? I went, all right.
Add booze to any game show. It just makes it better. I like that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, dude. You know, you were always a pleasure to have on and a pleasure to talk to. And
no, you're really, really nice. Guy.
It's true.
I always enjoy it, and I'm always going to be hoeing out something that I got to sell.
That's all right, brother. You're more than welcome to hoe out with us up here in New England, man. We appreciate it. But
I can't wait to do the show.
All
and
right.
Do they know how to get tickets? I can tell them. You can. What should I do?
They can go to Music Hall. I think it's musichall.org. Is that what it, last I thought it was? Well, you tell them.
Well, they can go to bobsaget.com.
There it is.
That's my name.
Yeah.
I actually added legally.com to my name.
Smart move, man. Smart move.
It was really hard at the wedding. Do you, Kelly, take bobsaget.com to be your husband? And then everybody pulled out their phone to go online. And don't even care about the wedding.
There you go. All right, brother. Good to talk to you, Bob. We'll see you.
If you want to come to the show, I can pay all of you guys right in. You need a refrigerator? You want to shoot?
I will see you there then. I'm looking forward to it, Bob.
I'm going to call my guy to call your in person, and we'll figure it out.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
You got it. Take care.
Really enjoyed that.
You too, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He was firing all cylinders this morning.
And then early, you know.
There you go. Rest in peace, Bob. We'll miss you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for checking out the 24/7.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.